Blog Talk Radio.
Benjamin Brothers Realty presents The Michael Van Tol Show, an inspirational community affairs program produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in providing support services for new businesses. Call 248-516-8300. Benjamin Brothers Realty can help you buy, sell, or learn how to do real estate investing. Call them at 331-248-7120 to find them, fix them, and flip them. And now, author, recording artist, community worker, and Cass Tech graduate, Michael Van Tol.
Community Affairs Program. My name is Michael Van Tol. The podcast is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group and brought to you by Benjamin Brothers Realty and the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins. The Sunday morning team is here. Let's go down the list. We've got some traveling this morning, but on the show this morning, our political analyst, home care advocate, Henrietta Ivey. Good morning, Henrietta.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning to the amazing missionary Hattie Humphrey, if she's listening in this morning. Good morning to all our listeners in Detroit, and good morning, Sunday morning team.
Great. Chaplain, musician from the International Police yes. and Fire Chaplains Association, Dr. Stephen Cathy. Good morning, Chaplain.
Good morning to you, Mike. Good morning to you, sis. Henrietta Ivory. Shout out to Sister Kimberly. Amen. And shout out to, there's another member, amen, his name. But thank God for the missionary, amen, and thank God for the city of Detroit. This is Brother Stephen.
Great. And let me just, I know that Kimberly Batchelor Davis is traveling this morning, so our prayers and blessings go out to her. Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews, I think she's been really busy, but I thank Christy Laster for assisting with the music and at my mom's homegoing last Saturday. Let's see, Minister Randall Smith, he is also traveling today. So we've got some travelers. You know, the Sunday morning team is on the move. So we are mentioning them this morning and hopefully they'll all be safe and returning safely. All right. I want to I just mention about my mom, Major Eloise Van Tol. I just want to thank you guys for all the kind words, the Sunday morning team. Kimberly Batchelor Davis for representing the Sunday morning team at the homegoing services last Saturday. So thank you, Kimberly Batchelor Davis. I know when she gets a chance, she'll listen to the show if she's in the air right now. And it was, and I want to thank Mary Costin. Oh, my God. She sang Saturday. And she went the extra mile and sang her heart out. And my mother would have loved to hear that. She would have loved to hear that song, those songs from Mary Costin, who just tore it up last Saturday at Mrs. Major Eloise Van Tol's homegoing. It was at the Salvation Army in Royal Oak. And so now she's buried right next to her husband, Fred Van Tol. And then we went to the gravesite, which was only like about two blocks away. And then we had a repast out in Troy, which was really nice, good food. And, you know, I gave some remarks Saturday. And, you know, I talked about what it was like growing up in that family, in that house, because we traveled quite a bit. And, you know, we would get settled down in one country and then, to you know, about 2 or 3 years, and then we'll get another request saying that we are transferred to another country. Then we might be transferred to a city and then another city. So it was really you know, a unique situation growing up. And every time my parents were assigned to a particular city or country in the Salvation Army, you get a house, a car, a van. It just comes with it because you have such great responsibilities. And in the Salvation Army, it's not just the church that you run. You have to run the senior citizens program. You have to run social services. You have the gym. You have some places it's a skating rink. You know, it's a major, major complex, and sometimes with multiple buildings on the property. And there was always something going on every day. And so, you know, I remember sometimes just getting up and going down to the gym or going and sitting in on a senior's, you know, lunch where seniors come there for lunch every day from some of the nursing homes. And I talked about how, you know, when we lived in a place like Bermuda, some days my mom and dad would just say, hey, we're going to go to the beach today and we will pack a picnic box. And my mother would cook potato salad, fried chicken, green bean salad, lemonade, and we'll go spend the day at the beach. You know, and so it was like that. And it was almost like a fairy tale now to think back of how we grew up. It was almost like a fairy tale. And it was a very strict household too. None of us, my sister, my brother, or me, we could not listen to R&B music, secular music. We couldn't play card games. We couldn't go to the movies. We could not go out on dates. We couldn't drink or smoke. I mean, the list, it was a lot of stuff that we just could not do growing up in that house. And you know, now that I look back, I do appreciate that. I appreciate that it was strict, because mm-hmm. I can tell you mm-hmm. right now, if it wasn't for that strict upbringing, I would be mm-hmm. 10 times worse than I am now. And it was like it was like God knew to put me in that house, because if it was anything mm-hmm. less, Chaplain would be praying over me right now. Something would have happened to me by now, and it wouldn't be good mm-hmm. if I didn't grow up in that mm-hmm. house. And I remember all those sermons and all those prayers that my parents did. Now it comes back. It's helping me now, you know. It's really helping mm-hmm. me. And, mm-hmm. But she was 90, and she just woke up. She was getting ready to go shopping with my sister. My sister called her. She didn't answer. She went straight over to her little apartment in the assisted living center, mm-hmm. and my sister walked in and found her sitting in her favorite knitting chair where she knits and crochets mm-hmm. and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. So mm-hmm. she did not, you know, she just went to sleep, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Went to sleep. And now, you told me, Henrietta, one of your relatives passed, buried on the same day, last Saturday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My nephew's wife passed away. She was having some complications, some stomach pains for a couple of days, and it got worse. And so my nephew just said, hey, we're going to the emergency room, get you checked out, because the pain became very excruciating from my understanding. And when they got to the emergency room and they were there, you know, being assisted, she went into cardiac arrest and passed away.
I bet you it must have had to do.
It was hard for him.
The pain too, you know. Pain.
Yeah. There was some type of hemorrhage. It was some type of eruption that happened in the stomach.
But you know, it was some that. What's that? The Lisa Marie Presley. She had mm-hmm. severe stomach pains, leading up to her death. But she didn't do anything about it. She didn't even go mm-hmm. to the doctor And now, as they just found out within the past few days, that stomach, mm-hmm. The pain in her stomach had everything to mm-hmm. do with her death. So
yeah.
if you feel something going wrong, act on it right away. Go away. Take it seriously.
People don't understand the stomach was connected to a lot of your main veins. Like, it's like you have a main artery that runs through the stomach. And I was just doing some research when I found out my niece, when my nephew's life passed. And I said, well, what could cause a person to die from stomach pain? And there is, if I'm not mistaken, there's a main artery that runs through that stomach. And it's like almost like having a heart attack. You know what I'm saying? People understand.
Yeah.
Your stomach, it gives signals to what's going on in your body. And there are hemorrhaging that can go on in there, all kind of things can go on with the gut and the stomach. Very major. And like you said, Michael, when you are having these excruciating pains or cramping, don't just ignore it. Because I'm a person, I run to a doctor for any little unknown pain. Emergency room, we'll see Henrietta.
They get tired of
like,
seeing
you. They'd be like, here she comes again, this woman is something wrong with her. But I tell them, when I start having these pains, I'm like, wait a minute, that don't feel right. I'm out the door. Or I'm calling EMS. They'd be like, okay, lady, you all right. But I don't take, we have to pay attention to that. And the stomach is a main organ in our body. So we have that to our health. And those are the things that I think a lot of us miss. And I'm almost, when we talk about that, I'm leading to Brenda Hill's God, may God rest in her soul and her family. We don't know. And I think a lot of times, I'm not calling anything or saying anything of that nature, but a lot of times we ignore our body signals and we don't we take it for granted that it's not major. And so I think a lot of times we do that because we're busy. Life gets busy. You don't really think, it's not like a heart attack or a headache or a brain error, something of that nature. But these things happen to us, and we don't take it seriously. So I say this out loud today to all our listeners and to us as well. When we start to get older, recognizing things are changing in our bodies and, we don't feel certain things, and something just don't feel right, just go get a check out. Let a medical profession tell you that nothing is wrong. You know what I'm saying?
That's what happened
with my knee, unfortunately.
All right. Well, thanks for updating and sharing that information with us. We care about, everybody. And I just remember Brenda Hill was very vocal. She was yet another, everybody's not the same, and she was a different face of, somebody that fought for what the people, she was a fighter.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what I'm trying to say. She was a fighter. She was not afraid to say it and to challenge people. And she did.
Mm-hmm.
And she did it in person. And she did it on the radio, too. So, yes, our prayers go out to her family. I just want to remind our audience, we are coming up with news, weather, and information in a few minutes. So, but I did want to, as many of the listeners may not know, that I am a legislative aide to Wayne County Commissioner Monique Bacon McCormick in District 6 in Detroit. And we have so many events coming up that I had to take an opportunity to start to talk about them because it was so many. One thing we're going to do is we're going to recognize veterans. We're having an award ceremony for service award for veterans coming up on September 7th at the Veterans Administration Hospital, John Dingell Hospital on John R. in Detroit, September 7th.
Mm-hmm.
As we get closer, I'll give you more information about the time and things like that and maybe who may be receiving awards. But it's hosted by Commissioner McCormick. It's a couple of other organizations that are involved, but it's the Veterans Administration Service Award Program, September 7th. So keep that on your schedule. Also, you know, Wayne County is starting to hold budget hearings in the local districts now, which I think is a good thing because, you know, a lot of these, whether it's the city, the state, the county, they always have stuff downtown, you know, it's, and you gotta, you know, you gotta go downtown with the traffic. You gotta find some place to park. You gotta go, you know, you gotta get, go through the security, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, that's why Wayne County has like 15 districts. It was made so that it would break it up into different districts. So what better sense than to have some of the meetings in the district? So Commissioner McCormick is hosting the Wayne County budget hearings, and it's going to be Monday, August 14th. We are waiting to get confirmation on the location, which is we're hoping that it's the 8th precinct, so we're just waiting on that. And I, as soon as we get confirmation, probably within the next, probably by Monday, I'll be able to share that information. That so we're looking to have it at the 8th precinct on Monday, August 14th, which is about a month from now. So as soon as I get that confirmation, I'll share that with everybody. The Wayne County Youth Commission Council, applications are being accepted now for the Wayne County Commission Youth Council. This Youth Council was formed and organized by Commissioner McCormick, and it includes 17 of the brightest and best teenagers from Wayne County. So we have spots available every year for teens to become a part of the Youth Council. And the Youth Council, this is great. I mean, this is one of those great things for teenagers to join if you want to learn. You know, there are a lot of programs out here, and I know a couple of the schools that have a lot of these type of programs, to help students excel, CAS and Renaissance, I know, because I've been in meetings. I attended some meetings at those schools, and I know how many programs they have going, how many companies are supporting the schools, and this is yet another one of these programs that benefits them. You know, young people benefit from, because it teaches you how to dress, speak, teaches you about politics and the state of Michigan, laws, how laws are done, and the kids learn so much. It's so valuable when you enroll your kids into, I just know I enrolled my son into a number of programs over, while he was at CAS, and he is doing very well now. You got to make sure you support your kids and enroll them into these type of organizations. So the applications for Wayne County Commission Youth Council are accepted. Students 10th to 12th grade, and you must be a high school student in Wayne County. And here's the number to request an application, 313-224-0884. Again, to request an application for the Wayne County Commission Youth Council, 313-224-0884. Also, Commissioner McCormick has invited Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel to speak on senior scams. And this is going to be held at Greater Grace on Thursday, September 28th from 5:30 to 7:30. And I know, Henrietta, you deal with a lot of seniors with your business, your company, and this may be valuable information for you to take back to your clients. This is part of the getting to know Wayne County. It's a town hall, senior scams. It's exposing the scams. It's how to avoid being scammed, because just like we get up, I was speaking somewhere this weekend, and I was telling people that when we get up and go to work every day, the scammers, the crooks, the criminals, they get up too, and they start hitting the phones, and they're calling seniors all day long. They are befriending them. They are conning them. Sometimes it's online. But these seniors are being scammed out of tens of thousands of dollars every day in this country. So I can't wait to hear what the Attorney General shares with us. And that's Thursday, September 28th at Greater Grace from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. And, of course, we still have the war on trash. And if anybody wants to get any more details on any of this, they can feel free to call me. My number is 313-224-0881. I return all my calls. 313-224-0881. Great job. Commissioner McCormick is a fighter for the people. And, you know, these meetings, all of these topics are exactly what residents need to hear and learn about. The budget, the senior scams, our war on trash, supporting our veterans, and the commissioner is just hitting a home run with these topics here. And I just had to stop and take an opportunity, because it was so much, you know, to actually stop and discuss this. All right.
Yeah.
Let's take a break. When we come back, we've got news and weather, and we got some interesting topics that we're going to be covering. We'll be right back.
He's a member of the Real Team.
We find him and fix him and fix him and flip him. We find him and fix him and flip him.
We find him and fix him and flip him. We find him and fix him and flip him. We find him and fix 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 him and flip him.
Listen, we find him and fix him and flip him. We fix him and then we equip him. Got him drippin' with style. Got him like wow. Now everyone wants to know how. If you wanna do it yourself, you can generate generational wealth. It's so comprehensive and it's not expensive, essential for financial health. You'll appreciate how we articulate when we communicate and we educate and we motivate and we innovate. It's
Benjamin Brothers Real Estate.
If you want to buy, sell, or learn how to do real estate investing, please call 331-248-7120 or email us at bbrosrealty@gmail.com. That's bbrosrealty@gmail.com.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can outservice me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight. I promise
all right,
you
we are
that
back.
Everything is gonna be all right.
In the news this morning, I tell you, this heat wave is not only hitting the United States, but it's across the world, too. I just know that the temperatures in the southwest U.S. are expected to exceed 130 degrees this week. And this heat wave is stretching all the way from California to Texas to Florida. Some places down in the southwest have had over 100-degree temperatures every day this month, and we are into July 16th. Australia is experiencing heat. Matter of fact, their winter was much warmer than normal. I understand in Las Vegas, they are urging residents not to go outside. That's how hot it is. I mean, Las Vegas is the desert anyway, isn't it? So they are advising residents to stay indoors as temperatures top 115 degrees. Phoenix has opened some relief centers. and heat alerts have been issued in Miami, Houston, and San Antonio, Texas. There was one place down in the Southwest where they have tents that spray cold water on you so that you can just step under the tent so you can get this burst of cold water sprayed on you. That's mm-hmm. how hot it is. And then in wow. Europe, Greece has shut down some of their tourists. You know, they have some of those old buildings from way back. The Acropolis of Athens was shut down for the second straight day because of the hot temperatures. They're advising people to stay at home. I was watching the news this morning, and a lot of people in Italy, the tourists were still out like it was nothing. The temperatures have been up in over 140 degrees, 97 to 140 degrees. Wildfires have been breaking out in Spain, causing evacuations. And 61,000 people died in Europe last year from heat, excessive heat. And these are all the European countries combined. That's a lot. And they said that in Europe, mm-hmm. a lot of Europeans do not have air conditioners by choice.
Oh, wow.
But I think that's going to have to change. They're going to have to start to urge, you know, people to, when they build a house or when they move in, to purchase air conditioning. So they got to do that. Mm-hmm. A restaurant yeah. waitress was wrongfully punished after she refused to give up money from her own paycheck when a group of customers didn't pay. So some people walked into the restaurant, didn't pay, and the server was punished, which I'm sure now there's going to be a lawsuit against that restaurant. The owner of the restaurant called the police because she quit right after that, and she took her tip with her. Mm-hmm. And the restaurant mm-hmm. owner called the police. Do you know she was arrested? She was arrested after she refused to pay for the bill for the people that dashed out on her. So apparently she was supposed to, the owner of the restaurant was saying that she needs to cover the cost. But so she was upset and she took the tip and she walked out. But so now the restaurant owner is saying that tip, she should have turned in the tip to him, and that's how they arrested her. But legal experts say that the restaurant now is open to being sued by the server, which I agree.
I agree.
You know, and for that restaurant owner to call and have her arrested, just let – she already quit. Let her have her little $50 and go. You know.
And go. And that's the thing about it's that greed, Michael. It's greed. Like, you're going to sit up here and arrest me for money that I earned.
He wants to take her to court to get the $50 from her.
Right. And it's crazy because it's like you're going to make me responsible for something somebody else did because I served them. I had no idea what these people are going to do. And you can't hold me responsible. But he just don't really understand the law. Like, there's things you just can't do, and there's certain laws that you just have to take, and you can't make anybody else accountable for it.
Yeah,
and the fact that he tried to make her accountable for it, she definitely got a lawsuit. I can tell you that just with my teeny little bit of paralegal experience. She got a lawsuit.
He better, and she's gonna win. This guy better be lucky his restaurant don't shut down. People won't go. I'm telling you, he's going to pay a price for that. Like, how you treat people like that? Let the girl go. Give her $50. Mm-hmm. She can't afford mm-hmm. to pay. But what if it was $300 or $400? Mm-hmm. You can't mm-hmm. blame her. It's the criminals mm-hmm. were the people that sat there and ate and walked out. Those are the people. Shouldn't they have their faces on camera? Go after them. Don't go after this lady.
Absolutely.
Speaking of crazy, cray-cray. A Detroit Board of Police Commissioners was allegedly caught with a sex worker. He resigned from the oversight committee after the incident. according to Fox 2. Brian Ferguson, who serves as a member of the watchdog committee that ensures that the Detroit Police Department is following ethical standards, stepped down from his seat ahead of the board meeting last week. Ferguson says the whole thing was a big misunderstanding. Special operations with the Wayne County Sheriff's Office said Ferguson was in an area of Schaefer and Schoolcraft in Detroit engaging in a sex act with a woman Wednesday morning. At that time, Mr. Brian Ferguson stepped out, identified himself as a Detroit police commissioner, according to Wayne County Sheriff Captain Jason Bates. A title or position doesn't make them above the law, he said. He was given a ticket for indecent and obscene conduct, and his vehicle was towed. He had a Ford F-150. Ferguson claims the woman unexpectedly jumped in the truck and he was trying to kick her out. He released a statement responding to allegations. What he said was, today, multiple media outlets released information alleging indecent conduct this morning. The allegation is untrue, and the situation's a big misunderstanding. I do not want this personal matter to become a distraction from the important work of the board. The board and public should remain focused on the important work of the oversight, transparency, and accountability. I look forward to reengaging with you soon. He also allegedly asked a responding officer to help him out after he was arrested. I'm glad he resigned. It was only going to get worse. And, of course, this went national. You know, these type of stories from Detroit always go national. So as you can know, it's appeared nationally on different news clips saying Detroit Board of Police Commissioner arrested for, soliciting a prostitute. But I'm glad he resigned. I've been in meetings where he spoke and was introducing himself and telling us all about the board. But see, the thing about it is, that's an ethical board of police commissioners to oversee, you know. So it was a complete violation of what.
Absolutely.
All these. There's no way he could have stayed on that.
No way. And if he had stayed, I would have to question leadership that's above him. I would have to question that. Anybody to do that. Yeah.
If he did not resign, this thing would have mushroomed so big, and it would have really destroyed that police board of commissioners if he stayed on there.
Yep.
It would have. Yep. Yeah. All right. Chaplain Kathy, what's the weather like? We've had a lot of rain lately. What's going on?
Yes. A lot of rain lately, but we thank God that we don't see any in the forecast coming up here. This is Brother Stafford filling in. Well, our sister Kimberly, who is traveling today, I'm filling in for the weather. And today, as you see, we have sunny skies, high to 85, going to end in the low 65. Monday, we're looking at a high to 83, lower in the 60s. Tuesday, we're looking at 81. And these are, I would say partially cloudy skies. And Tuesday, we're looking at 81 in the low 64. Wednesday, we're looking at an 80. I don't know why I'm not getting no help on here. You hear me?
Amen.
Crazy.
Right. Wednesday, we're looking at 82 with a low of a 65. Thursday, we're looking at 86 and a 60, low of 66. Friday, 80 to 63. And Saturday, we'll be looking at 78 degrees, but it's going to be some rain there Thursday and Friday. And Thursday and Saturday. And Sunday, coming back around, we're looking at a little rain going to come with it, but it's going to be 81 and a little 64.
Right.
This has been Brother Stephen filling in for our sister Kim. I'm on the Michael Valentine Blog Talk Radio.
I like these weather reports.
Okay,
they're,
I like these weather.
They're so energetic.
Yeah.
It's almost like a Bible lesson. sometimes. It's got that fervor and energy. Oh my goodness, it's good. It's entertaining.
Yeah, the energy is amazing.
Yeah, I just saw those, you know, those expensive Birkin bags that a lot of these rappers have inspired, and movie stars, and a lot of black people like Birkin bags. Because I've seen it with a lot of the rap videos and all that, but I see that the founder, the person who inspired the Birkin bags died this morning. She was 76 years old, Jane Birkin. She was an actress and singer. She inspired the famous Birkin bag by the French luxury house Hermes. She's died at age 76. All I know is that those bags cost thousands of dollars. Now, I didn't know nothing about them. I thought Louis Vuitton and Coach was a big deal. That just shows you how much I know. But these Birkin bags, if you want to really show your love, Chaplain Kathy, you have to buy the woman a Birkin bag now.
Yeah, it's going to come for Family Dollar. I bet you it comes for Family Dollar or the Dollar Tree. And I'll write bourbon bag on it. I'm not spending what?
You know, look.
I go right to the Dollar Tree.
Those bags range from anywhere from, and the smallest of the bag ranges from like $2,500. But you're talking about a full-blown Birkin bag. You're talking about $15,000 to $100,000.
Wow.
Yeah, well, I'm going to Family Dollar, get the bag, and go to Dollar Tree and get the stitching to put on the bag. It's the thought that counts. And it's the thought that counts. No, Lord.
It's the thought that counts.
No, Lord. It's the
thought
that counts.
Well, Chaplain.
I'm going to get you this bag.
Chaplain, that means, you know, that if you won't be able to meet actress, singers, they won't take you seriously. You're not going to be able to, get a little Birkin bag now.
Man, I'm not going to get what? I'll write bourbon on it.
Yeah. Oh, but those things are expensive. All right. I want to hear a little bit about what you all got going on. Henrietta, what's going on this week with you? And I know I saw some of your stuff. You're gearing up for some things this year. I see.
Yeah, I am. I did my first annual caregiver storyteller event yesterday at Wayne County Community College Northwest District. It was great. We heard some great stories. I think the weather kind of slowed down the traffic as it was coming in, but it's okay. We did get out.
When are you having the next one? Are you going
to
have them on a
regular
basis?
We're going to do it on every month. So what we're doing now is partnering up with Wayne County Community College to do this monthly as a need to reach out to our home care community to bring them in to tell their stories, to help build strength around legislation for the workforce itself. The statistics know that it's 1.3 million caregivers in the state of Michigan. And so what I want to do is start drawing out of that and getting these stories on the table so the legislative and Lansing and across this state will hear the story of caregivers, understanding how valuable we are in the healthcare workforce. So that is one of the ways that I'm stepping up my game to support this workforce as being a home care specialist and worker as myself. We're going to start doing it month to month, hearing these stories and bringing home care and legislative together so we can start really building this policy out and building the workforce out in a way that it needs to be built out. So, yeah, that's going to be monthly. And then in September, we have the Home Care Appreciation, Caregivers Appreciation Day, which is September 16th. And that's our big event where we bring home care workers out, caregivers, to enjoy themselves, just let them hear it out because they work so hard. And they need to be, you know, have a day of appreciation to show that we care about the work that they do and that they do matter. So that day is built out for them to, you know, come eat, have fun, get an opportunity to talk to maybe some of their legislators, mingle, network, just come out and have a good time, not worry about, you know, stressing or you know, trying to figure out what the next move is going to be when it comes to, you know, their own personal lives. Just a day of fun, music, and they, you know, and gathering. So that day is coming up to September 16th. And then Couch Conversations will start its first podcast next Saturday. Myself and Tim Ellerby of Temperance Music will be doing our first Couch Conversation. And these are, we're excited about it. These topics are going to be some real interesting topics, I'll say that. Real interesting.
Where can we listen to? What platform is it going to be on?
Well, we're going to do it. Well, we're setting up for Blog Talk Radio. We're going to do Blog Talk Radio,
okay.
And we're going to stream it live from Facebook, and we're going to stream it live from, I believe it's going to be YouTube. So we're YouTubing it live with Blog. It's going to be Blog Talk Radio, but we're going to stream live from Facebook, YouTube. And I forgot the other platform. I have to get with LB on that. And that's going to be one of the first of our many, many podcast conversations around topics that nobody wants to actually talk about or be real about. So it's going
right.
to be different. It's going to be different. So other things that happen, but I don't have the ink signed on it yet. So I'll just say just be on the lookout for some great things. Oh, and I want to mention I will be doing my first, I supposed to did my coffee hour, but I had to push it back scheduling. So that's going to kick off in September or October, but I'll actually be posting those dates up too. And that's just me being a precinct delegate and bringing my precinct together with their leadership and having conversations around issues that matter in our communities and in our precinct. So, yeah, things are moving.
Okay, great. All right, Chaplain, what's on your agenda?
Thanking God for another day when He gave it to me. I had a great time with City Council at Large, Mae Waters. She did a senior event at the Eastern Market and shared three. I went by there and sung. That's all on Facebook. And so what I'm doing is that I'm trying to get connected with the particular entities that's within District 7. I think that it's important now to let people know the importance of signing your census, filling out that census form, and then from there letting them know that it's a dire need for all of us to register to vote. I said it before, registering to vote tells the people that died to get us that vote, thank you. That's what that says. So I want to put together something that will rally folk and get them to fill out their census, because that's how that city or that state receives their funds. You can't go and ask in a particular entity anything about money when it comes to housing or anything like that when only 10,000 people filled out the census, but yet you got 20,000 living in that area. So the federal government is only going to give funds according to who is signed up. So it is important in order for us to get the monies that we need, we have to fill out the census. Those census forms have to be filled out. And then from there, we have to not only register to vote, but we have to start supporting physically by being there those individuals whom we have elected into office. We have to start showing up. When anyone do something, when if you voted for Mae Waters, then it should be, if you got 80, 30, 40, 50,000 votes, there's no reason why you bring an issue up and 1,000 people don't show up to support that. It's like we're voting people in, but we just leave them there, and then we blame them when things don't get done. Strength is found in numbers. We need to start producing the numbers that show up on these ballots and they win. Those numbers, these folks need to start showing up, letting the people know, hey, they still got our support. Just because we voted for them don't mean that we're stopping right there.
Absolutely.
So it is important that we get these census done, we get these voters registrations out, and it's very important that we start showing up to these events and to these places where the people are whom we have voted in office. So that's what I'm focusing on now.
Well, great. You said that.
Good work.
Good work. Because you're right. And people are so afraid to fill out, people have a lot of reasons for not filling it out. And, for whatever reason, it's devastating. It hurts our community because, like you said, Chaplain, the dollars are based on the amount of people.
The people.
Need to be able to show.
Let me say this, Mike. Let me just add this right quick. If we did our census, a lot of the people and these kids that they say are missing, we'll find out that they ain't missing at all. They ain't missing at all. And it's just that's just how important it is when it comes to census. You have to give an account. If we're not giving an account, that's why schools fail. That's why schools stop getting the funding. Because you got all these people in school, but this amount of people have registered for that. But come on, man. It's important. It's just important. Those census are important. And it's terrifying to know that we're losing the opportunity to get more funding because we are not producing the numbers that they're supposed to see.
That's so true. That's so true. Thanks for sharing that. I just know we got a few more minutes. I just wanted to bring up the Powerball jackpot has grown again. It is worth like almost $1 billion. The Powerball jackpot is worth, and I'm looking at it right now, the news story on CNN, it's climbed to a whopping $900 million after no ticket matched all six numbers last night.
They're just waiting on me to hit, that's all. They're saving it for me.
You know what? I'm going to play today. I'm getting one of each because the Mega Millions is $640 million, and there were no winners on Friday. So the next Mega Millions will be Tuesday at 11 p.m. That's the next drawing. But these numbers are crazy. $900 million.
$900 million.
And somebody going to win it way off in the northern parts of Maine somewhere. About 85 years old. Yeah, about 85 years old. You're talking about just got off life support 2 days ago. So they're going to end up winning it. Come on, man.
Right.
I'm so worried, my Lord.
Somebody who already owned three or four farms and they just happen to play that day, they're going to hit it.
Yeah.
Man,
I bet you there ain't nobody in Detroit going to hit it. Ain't nobody, and I don't care how much you play. It ain't going to happen like that. The system ain't going to let it happen like that.
Listen, I hope I be that lucky person to get it because
yes, all of us want to be that lucky one. You hear me?
Yes.
All of us. I heard a church got out early just so the pastor could go pay the lottery. You hear me? So you got to be careful about that lottery, man. That lottery is something else, man. I know a pastor left a funeral and say, hold on now, we supposed to been out of here. I got to get to this lottery machine. I don't mess with the lottery because it will get you so caught up, man, you'll forget your last name.
Back up. You said the pastor said he wants to get out of here so he can go.
The pastor said, y'all take it too long at this funeral. I got to go play these numbers. Y'all know what the Powerball is. So you got to be careful, man, when you get addicted to the numbers, man. I don't play them. That's a joke, Mike. Mike, that's a joke. Mike is going to try to call every pastor he can think of to figure out who did. He going to call me after the show and say, who was that? Just please tell him. No, it was just a joke, Mike. That part didn't really happen.
Okay. Look, this brother just made it under the wire. We getting ready to wrap up, but I saw his number pop up on the screen. Minister, musician, community worker, Minister Randall Smith. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good morning to the best team on the side of heaven. I love all of you so much. I need y'all to pray my strength. I got to see my mom and got a lot on me, but God. And so we grateful to the Lord.
You know,
these are trying. Yes, sir.
You're one of the team members that are on the road today. There's a few of y'all that on the road traveling. And, you know, so we're glad that you took a moment, you know, just to chime in with the team.
You all, I heard, Dr. Kathy, you're going to have to act right, Reverend, because I see you've been going out there and start trouble, you know. My big brother.
I'm trying to see when I'm going to get an invite to that new church you got down there. I haven't received the invitation yet.
That's okay. You talk to Prophet Fan too. In fact, big brother, we got you and I got to talk this week. We get everything set up. Oh, by the way, y'all pray for me. My management team is setting up a YouTube channel, and we're getting ready to go into some major negotiations. Keep y'all little brothers and sisters. I love you
Amen.
All so much, and I'll be in touch with you all this week.
Thank you, and God,
well, God
bless you.
God bless you. It was good to hear from you.
Yes.
Love
and,
you.
And
Henry,
music,
you need to call me.
Your music is, your music is just, it's moving forward, I tell you. You know, that's a great song.
Yes, it is.
And
thank
more
you.
People need to hear it. And I think it's just gonna, you know, somebody's gonna get that one day, and we gonna we'll be listening to it on the praise stations, and you know it's gonna get out there, and people are gonna be downloading it and listening to it on YouTube. We ask for that, man. We gonna ask God for that favor.
Yeah,
we're going to
be celebrating that granny.
Okay, don't y'all start prophesying, because I ain't going to start crying in this station. I ain't going to do that. I love y'all so much. And we got a plan. We're planning something for the office, a luncheon for the Sunday morning team, and yours too is going to pay for it.
What? Oh. Okay, well, let's get that day. Let's look at get something on the calendar for that. That'd be nice. A Sunday morning brunch with the Sunday morning team. That's good.
I love you all so much.
Well, live the same time, you know? That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Sunday morning team.
Please be careful and be safe.
Absolutely.
Be careful. I love all of y'all so much. Okay.
Be safe, man. All right, bro.
I'll talk to you tomorrow, big bro. Bless all of you now.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Great.
All right.
Bye.
Right. What a great morning today. And I am ready to it's a nice day. Thanks for that weather report. It's looking good.
Yeah.
And I think I'm going to be spending the time outdoors as soon as I can. As soon as I get a chance, we'll be out this afternoon. So looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Sunday morning team, enjoy your Sunday. Make the best of it. And God bless you all and your families. And thanks for being part of the Sunday morning team.
Shout out
Thank
to the missionary.
Shout out to the missionary. Yes.
Shout out to the missionary. Praying for her. Amen. Continuously.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
Absolutely. Okay. All right. God bless you.
Bless you.
die. Supposed to be dead 10 times 100 years in the yard. So all my homies locked down are dead and gone. I'm stacking my money to make sure y'all all come home. Louis waited 46 years, it gotta be hard. On God, it's too long to be in the graveyard. I reflect back to what it done for me. I wrote a book, dropped the F, soon come the movie. I was never the one to rap nor act. I was your neighborhood drug dealer selling crack. And for this, I gotta thank God. Every time I'm in trouble, he waved his magic wand. I fell down and lost 100 times. I can't lose now, God's plan not mine. So all I do is win, win, win. I thank God for Jesus Christ for washing my sins.
To the Michael Van Tool Show, brought to you in part by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Build your customer base now. And the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call Johnny Hawkins, the personal injury expert today at 248-567-9990. Thank you for listening. Everything is gonna be all right.